Bank your energy. What do your energy level and your savings account have in common? Both benefit from the same rule of thumb. The less you use now, the more you'll have later. Burn through all your energy or dollars at once, and you're tapped out. The Save Now, Spend Later mantra of energy rationing is especially important for people with MS, who tend to start the day with lower energy stores than the average person. Think of it like a bank, said Kathleen Matuska, an associate professor of occupational therapy at the College of St. Catherine in Minnesota. When you rest, you're depositing energy, and when you're active, you're spending it, so you need to budget. You can build energy assets by approaching daily tasks in cost-efficient ways. Chill out. First, the obvious. Heat drains energy, so it's rejuvenating to cool down with spray bottles and fans. Keep the bedclothes light at night. In summer, try ice-packed clothing and stick to air-conditioned buildings when possible. Rest often. Take short breaks throughout the day. Probably the biggest mistake people with MS make is exhausting themselves early in the day by trying to get everything done while they still have energy, said Matuska. Instead, rest before you get tired, she advised. Conserve. Use that handicapped permit and park close to the building. Store often used supplies where they're easily reached. Sit to work. Scooters, wheelchairs, and stair lifts save energy otherwise lost to walking, standing, or stair climbing. They don't spell giving in to MS. They spell smart management. Work out. This seems counterintuitive, but exercising boosts energy by strengthening easily tired muscles. Set aside energy for 30-minute aerobic workouts 3 to 4 times a week, experts recommend. Talk to a physical therapist if your symptoms include spasticity, balance problems, poor coordination, or overwhelming weakness. There's a good exercise program for everyone. Check your chair. Ensure that your office chair and computer setup fit your body so you're not stooping, stretching, or straining. Whether at home or at work, it's worth getting an ergonomic consultation on your workstation. An OT or occupational therapist is the expert. Plan ahead. Gather cooking ingredients before meal prep to avoid repeated trips to the fridge and cabinets. Make to-do lists and decide what can wait for tomorrow or next week. Cut the clutter. Mess makes things difficult to find, and you burn energy searching and stressing out. Set aside some time to toss the junk and organize the rest. When you do, tap your friends. Delegate, delegate, delegate. Ask for help. Be specific about what and when. Hire help when you can. Lower the bar. Perfectionism is exhausting and unnecessary. You can go with what you've got. Don't feel bad about changing your standards, particularly for activities that are not very meaningful to you, Matuska advised. Preserving your energy is key to a better quality of life. Bridget Murray Law.